Quackenbush. Kelly Gramlich. It's Out of Bounds on WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
Who do you play for?
Play for the United States of America.
It's been 35 long years. Clemson has been waiting 35 years. It's finally coming home, baby. It's coming home.
Social experiments. USA. 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 USA.
Okay. USA. You know, what does that even prove, okay? You chant anything, people will join in. Canada. Canada. Okay, they won't chant anything.
You blitz all night. And if they cross the line of scrimmage, I'm going to take every last one of you out. You make sure they remember forever the night they played the Titans.
Clear eyes, full hearts.
Can't lose.
Let's hear it, gentlemen. Clear eyes, full hearts.
Can't lose.
Let's go play some football. Let's go.
What is Chandler Bing's job?
In processing. It carries a briefcase.
10 seconds. You need this or you lose the game.
It has something to do with transponding. Oh, he's a transponster. That's not even a word.
He's getting beat like he stole something, Mr. Bosley.
You are looking live at Clemson Memorial Stadium in Clemson, South Carolina, where the game of the weekend is about to unfold.
Calma, regresa al backfield. Deshaun Watson, pase, touchdown, touchdown, Clemson, Renzo, con un segundo.
Nice work, everyone. Sharp broadcast. Really good. Everyone on the floor as well. Really a lot of hustle. I liked it.
How great is this? This could be the final play of the college season, perhaps, if Clemson gets a touchdown to win it. If Bama can hold them out, perhaps a field goal attempt for overtime. Watson, touchdown! Hunter Renfro, little man, makes another enormous play. 1 second remaining.
Now back to Kwok and Kelly.
Welcome in. Glad to have you with us here on WCCP 105.5 The Roar. It's Out of Bounds. William Quackenbush, Kelly Gramlich. We are live in the Blue Ridge Security Solutions studios. BlueRidgeSecuritySolutions.com. Check them out today for all your security needs. Home business doesn't matter. Blue Ridge is going to hook you up for show. We know it's going to happen because they do it every day. We see it. BlueRidgeSecuritySolutions.com. It is Monday, July 24th, the final Monday in the final month before the month where football starts.
The final Monday of birthday month. So sad to see it go.
Oh, man. So sad. We've been celebrating this whole freaking time.
I still need to get my free Chick-fil-A milkshake, so I'll be there soon,
guys. For your birthday month? Do they really do birthday month, or are you just going to tell them it's your birthday?
No, they do. They do, because I'm a calendar member. I actually have, listen to this.
You do?
I have a Chick-fil-A, a milkshake on my calendar card, and a birthday milkshake.
Note how she said that, people.
So I could be double-fisting with milkshakes.
Note how she said it. Say it again.
The calendar.
The calendar. It's not a mispronunciation.
Yeah.
That is what it is.
Yeah.
Kelly is a proud owner of a calendar.
You better believe it.
For show. Lots to get to today. A lot of college football. If you want to get in, 654-ROARS, a phone number. The Northern Communication phone line's wide open for you today. 654-7627. If you want to get in on the phones, 9861566. Text the program freely and often as you like. 9861566 at Kwok Talk, at Kelly Gramlich, at 105.5 The Roar on Twitter, at 105.5 The Roar on Instagram.
IG.
105.5 The Roar. WCCP 105.5 The Roar on Facebook. Hit us up.
You need to go look right now on our Twitter.
It's a need.
On our IG, our Instagram, for the behind-the-scenes video that we have from ACC Kickoff. It's been in production, so it hasn't been released until now. But one of our interns, Sanders, did some awesome awesome work. It's so good. He's really, really talented. So just go check it out. And it's fun because it makes us look way, way, way more important than we actually are. So that's really good.
I don't think that's ever a bad thing.
Oh, for sure.
I have no idea.
And it doesn't take much to make us look more important than we are, because we're not that important. But Sanders did a really good job of making us look like professionals. No one thought we were student radio this year, which that was the goal.
That's all we need. How about this on the text line? We've already got this. The show's off to a great start because math apparently is really hard.
Wait, we do have another Monday.
Yeah, there's another July 31st.
Quack.
And it's the baseball trade deadline, so you know that I got that thing marked on the calendar.
I'm so embarrassed.
Well, I'm also. I mean, it's the worst. I'm the worst kind of person.
We already have a tweeter who's quoted me this morning. I mean, afternoon. Oh, my gosh. Quote.
Great show coming, we swear.
I had a long weekend, for the record. Quote, I can be double fisting with milkshakes, end quote. That's my quote from this first
segment.
That
is your quote.
And I think it should be a goal that everyone aspires to achieve.
Bubba Clemson on Twitter said, what a coincidence, my birthday year too.
I know. Happy birthday year, Bubba Clemson. It's my birthday year as well.
Oh, classic. You had a long weekend.
Yeah.
You know, it's really hilarious because you went to Savannah this weekend for a little bachelorette, which I think is a colossal waste of money, but I'm glad people do it. Huge waste of money and resources and a huge stressor on top of a stressful wedding preparation. Like, I don't understand bachelorette weekends. Bachelor weekends, they're so chill.
So you're a fan of bachelor weekends, but you're anti-bachelorette weekends.
I don't know. It just feels like a bajillion dollars to do something that, like, my sisters have been to these things. Like, my friends have been to these things. And every one of them has some story where people are just mad at everybody. No one ever comes out like, oh, we became such close friends. It's not like The Hangover. It's never like The Hangover where we're all in the wolf pack afterwards.
Well, I mean, when you combine a lot of females together that might not know each other that well, it can lead to chaos. I think that is definitely a possibility. I still had fun this weekend. It was a little chaotic, but it was fun.
Okay. Would you say that most bachelorette stories, when you come back and you're like, how was the weekend? Uh-huh. It begins with this sentence. It was good. And then you start going off on the bad stuff or like the interesting stories, which are bad. There's never anything fun, interesting that happens.
Or it begins with, I'm exhausted.
Oh, man. Don't remind me.
This is my blanket statement about bachelorette parties. I already confirmed this with one of our sales girls, Heath. She's totally with me. And she's been to many, many a bachelorette party. There is no event in this world, no social event, more exhausting than a bachelorette weekend.
I challenge
Without
Heath.
A doubt. Without a doubt.
I challenge Heath to go 365. 365 days, one bachelorette party every day for an entire calendar year. And I bet she would come close.
She would
make
it. She would die.
Like, there's no one that's ever been to more bachelorette parties in their life than Heath Flood has in the month of July. No one. No one ever. She is an amazing social butterfly.
I just aspire to be like Heath. That she is who I look up to.
I mean, the stamina
with the bachelorette parties
she recovers.
And the girls' weekends. Her stamina, her social stamina is impressive.
It's incredible. So the weekend was good, though.
Yes.
You went to Savannah, and like, I had a group of guy friends that went to Savannah. I saw that. Another group of people. So
everyone
mixed company
was in Savannah.
Went to Savannah. And then I saw another picture. I think it was more like a couples thing. That when what was in Savannah this weekend that everybody just decided to just flock in there?
I've never been to Savannah. Savannah was awesome. So cool. Like a really, really cool town. I'd never been. I mean, it was hot as heck. Don't get me wrong. But everything around here is hot right now. But I really enjoyed it. It was fun. Former Clemson girl getting married, Clemson volleyball player. So we had a good little Clemson athlete reunion. And that was great. Those are my girls.
Your girl, Karis Watson, with the Andy Bernard impression. Savannah accent, like molasses spilling out of your mouth.
She can do impressions.
I went and watched that. I actually watched that yesterday.
There has actually
been a murder in Savannah, that episode of The Office.
Listeners might be familiar with her because she is the little sister of Benjamin Watson, who we've had on the show, who plays for the Ravens.
I also jumped her car off the other day.
You did.
Props to me.
It was much appreciated.
So you guys have fun now.
Yes. Like I'm back. I made it.
It was good.
The drive was long. I'll tell you this, though, about my drive. So I drove basically across the entire state of South Carolina yesterday. You know when you do the Savannah to Clemson drive?
Savannah.
I went up through Columbia.
Can you please say Savannah like Savannah? Every time you say it, Savannah.
Savannah.
Yeah. We're gonna need to hear that.
Okay, well, I drove across the entire state. And
from where?
From Savannah to Clemson. Okay. I saw, I'm not even kidding you with this. This is an exact measurement. I'm not exaggerating. For every one Gamecock sticker on a car, I saw three Clemson stickers. There were so many Clemson stickers on these cars. And I'm driving across the whole state. I mean, I'm getting, you know, I'm going from the low country up to the Midlands, up to the upstate. So I'm getting kind of a full array of the state. And I saw so many more Clemson stickers than South Carolina stickers. I think it's just indicative of where the state is right now. But I just thought that was interesting because South Carolina with a bigger alumni base and a bigger school, you just think you're going to see a good amount of South Carolina stickers, bumper stickers, all Clemson. It was really interesting.
While you were gone, while you were away, the Open Championship was contested across the pond while you were where?
Savannah.
All right. So, Royal Buckdale was hosting the golf tournament while Kelly's Bachelorette Weekend in Savannah was going on. And Jordan Spieth essentially choked and then did the Heimlich on himself yesterday.
So disrespectful.
He did.
You're saying a man who won the Open Championship choked. Now,
he did, though.
He did a little bit, but that should not be the main story.
The main story is he choked like he did in the Masters and survived.
Yeah.
Like he
it looks like he maybe has turned a corner, maybe with the mental aspect of it.
Yes. Because people like when he hit his tee shot on one, twirled the driver, like basically did a little dance, like it's the golfer little dance. Yeah, it's the put the guns back in the holster.
He is a Texan.
And then his international and his ball ends up on the side hill. And his complaining and whining about that, like, he just did it for a couple holes. And at some point, he just got over it. Like, I know we were talking with our salespeople back there. I mean, his caddy was talking to him, and people were trying to get him over it. Meanwhile, Matt Kuchar just steady Eddie, saying, like, four words the whole round.
Steady second place Eddie.
Go! Like, every approach shot Kuchar hit, he'd look at it for, like, almost the entire time. And then right as the ball started coming down, he would yell, go! It felt like every time. But Spieth finally got over it. Really nice close. I mean, really nice close to his round. The 50-foot putts.
The putts.
Just incredible.
His short game is unbelievable. And I think recently, maybe with the big stars in golf, you've had like a Bubba Watson, you've had Tiger Woods, guys that just drive the heck out of it, even though Tiger had a great short game in his prime. But I do think it's a different kind of star when you have a guy like Jordan Spieth who literally just kills people around the green.
I mean, 13, he makes a bogey. And for a moment in time, Kuchar's ahead. I mean, he's in the lead, and Spieth is ultimate gag-o-matic. He's given another one away, okay? He hadn't made a birdie since 5. He is 4 over for his round and really just about to totally punt this thing away. And then he makes a birdie 2 on the par 3, 14th. He makes that long, winding eagle putt on 15, then birdie 16 and 17. And I mean, out of nowhere, the narrative totally changes in a 4-hole span down the stretch of a major. Johnny Miller said, I think it was Johnny Miller, that every 10 or 20 years, you have a player who comes along that can deal with this type of pressure all the time. Now, he's not necessarily talking about Sunday at a major, but just the ability to play under the immense pressure of being a favorite at a major. Every 10 or 20 years, you get that guy, and Jordan Spieth is that guy. And at 23 years old, I hate to say that he has exercised his demons because you don't know, but it seems like he's already beginning to learn from his mistakes or maybe some areas of weakness in his approach, his mentality, and he's able to compartmentalize, and even if it takes him a few holes, to kind of fight through, make pars. If he's got to grit and grind to get pars, he's making pars, or, you know, not bogey every time. Not making a triple like your boy Matsuyama did where he loses his tee shot on the first.
Hideki.
With a triple, and then he was basically done. He had a fine round after that.
Hey,
when you start with a triple, you're done.
I was just glad he made the cut compared to some of your boys.
I was finished. Like, I didn't even care over the weekend. Phil was plus 10. He was way behind everybody else on the list. And so it was over.
So can you just clarify to the people real quick who won the bet and what the results are?
Yesterday, after I spent a morning meditating and praying and worshiping in church and trying to find like a way to connect with the Spirit.
Sure.
I'm with people from church at lunch at a local establishment. And we're just discussing the finer points of the sermon. And we're discussing general life things. And I look down my phone, I have like 6 text messages. And I think they're all from Kelly asking obvious questions like, what color's the sky? What's 2 plus 2? Did I win? Did I win? Did I? Did I win? Question mark, question mark, question mark. Are you paying for my golf? Did I win? Did I win? Did I win? Did I win? I really didn't even think those were questions that needed answering at this point.
I just wanted to hear it from your own phone.
To hear it from my own phone.
You, in fact, had lost. That's all. That's all I wanted to hear. I got what I needed, that you did lose. And I'm excited to announce that Kwok will be paying for my next 4 rounds of golf.
You know, the most frustrating thing, I actually watched this golf this weekend from my home. I watched a lot of the second round. I watched some of the first round, a lot of the second round. Third round, watched almost all of it. And then yesterday, while I wasn't at church, I was watching. And you were in Savannah having a bachelorette weekend with God knows what going on. And you just like show, you just appear. And you're like, oh, I won. That makes me so mad. Like, I invested in this. I tried.
It's almost the best way to win, you know?
Oh, did I win? You're like you're like the guy. Oh, what? Hi. You're like the person in the casino who's like,
who just stumbles upon like the machine, playing, puts in a quarter and wins $1 million.
Playing craps, and you roll and you're like, oh, no. And they're like, no, you won. Really? Oh, and then the guy beside her is like, oh, I've been here for 2 hours. I've lost thousands.
That's you for sure.
Oh, yeah.
Well,
this lady just showed up. She didn't even know how to play.
I agree with you that I didn't get to catch much of the Open this weekend because I was busy. But I did pick my team with careful consideration.
Fact.
And I let my team do the work for me.
Fact.
And it turned out to work out very well. And of course, Spieth did what he did. And the fellow Texan brings home the trophy. I appreciate his efforts and I appreciate him paying. Well, really, he's kind of paying for my next 4 rounds through your wallet, but nonetheless.
We'll talk more about this coming back because I want to get to the rest of our teams and how we did against one another and then talk a little more about Spieth. We're going to talk about Paul Feinbaum's comments about Clemson today.
Oh, we have to.
Oh, yeah. We'll get into some of that.
On this second to last Monday of July.
And it will lead into a discussion that I think will take a couple of days to go through about fan bases.
Delusion in fan bases?
Delusional
fans?
Et cetera.
Yes.
Et cetera.
Et al.
Yes. We'll talk about that more as Out of Bounds returns in a moment.
No matter where you're going, you'll see hundreds of convenience stores along your route. What sets Locomart in Clemson apart? Quality gasoline at awesome prices? Yes. Rewards to help you save even more money? Yes. But you'll also find a huge craft beer selection at Locomart that you wouldn't find at a normal convenience store. There's only one stop you need to make. Locomart on Old Greenville Highway and Highway 123. Proudly locally owned and operated. Marathon, fueling the American spirit.
As a business, you want a clean facility for your customers, your staff, and your guests. Turn to the best in the industry, JanPro. You are hiring a company whose staff is certified, not just trained. They're insured and bonded, and they go through an intense 5-week certification program. They're local business owners growing the local economy, and they can do more than just cleaning. You'll be more than satisfied with the JanPro team on your team. You'll be amazed. Call JanPro today at 458-3053.
When I heard the Senior League World Series is happening next week in Easley, I pictured a bunch of geriatrics running the bases with walkers. That would be a blast, but the real thing is more exciting. The Senior League World Series is the best 13 to 16-year-old baseball players worldwide coming to battle for the title. Teams from Australia, Canada, America, Europe, Asia, Latin America, and Africa. Winner takes all. For tickets, go to slbws.org. And don't miss FanFest Friday, July 28th in downtown Easley.
CMH Services has again been recognized as an MVP dealer by the material handling industry's leading trade organization, MHEDA, for 5 consecutive years. In earning the award, CMH Services demonstrated excellence in the areas of industry advocacy, customer service and safety, business networking, continuing education, and business best practices. Get award-winning material handling solutions at CMH Services. Call 800-922-9569. That's 800-922-9569.
Does your home have wall cracks, uneven floors, or doors and windows that are sticking? These are all signs that a foundation problem is stealing value from your home. Call Canty Foundation Specialist at 475-1671. We know your home is your number one investment, and we can help protect it. Don't wait for a foundation problem to get worse. If you have sagging floors or cracks in your sheetrock, call Canty Foundation Specialist, 475-1671, or visit us at cantyfoundationsc.com.
Hi guys, this is Liana from Local Q, inviting you to come see me for our awesome lunch specials from 11 to 3, Monday through Friday. Come pick from 5 wings, a half a barbecue sandwich, or a taco with one or two of our great sides. Can't make it during the week? We also offer a unique brunch menu Saturday and Sunday from 10 to 4. Come try our Kahlua-soaked Monte Cristo, just to make sure you wash it down with one of our barbecue Bloody Marys, or share a mimosa pitcher with friends. Remember, Local Q is 21 and up at all times with a valid ID. 30 Orchard Park Drive, Greenville.
Rely on EnviroMulch, supplying quality landscape supplies for any outdoor project. Their summer special, get double ground hardwood mulch for just $20 per yard, ordered online with promo code WCCP. No other discounts apply. From your friends at EnviroMulch, go Tigers!
With summer here, shouldn't you look as hot as a burger on the grill? If you want to look and feel as hot as noon on a summer day in the South, call Urban Nirvana. With the best stylists around, you'll get the kind of pampering you deserve, and the day spa will have you feeling as cool as a cucumber. And being able to buy a gift certificate online is better than a splash in the pool. Log on to UrbanNirvana.com, buy your gift certificate, and print it right from your own computer. Urban Nirvana, Magby Station in downtown Greenville.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help. 800-704-1662. 800-704-1662. 800-704-1662. That's 800-704-1662.
Out of Bounds with William Quackenbush and Kelly Gramlich.
Now we can start the celebration.
Now back to Quack and Kelly on WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
The second you walked through the door, I caught a buzz. One taste from your lips knocked me out just like a drug. The rest of the night's kind of blurry, now the sun's peeking through the shades. I can't help but laugh, cause I kinda like feeling this way. I woke up, still drunk, drunk on your love, love, on your love, love, love. Now I know why.
Alright, welcome back. Talking a little golf here on the program. The Open Championship from Royal Birkdale. How about Brendan Grace with the 62, the best round ever at a major?
That was crazy.
You want to know some of the responses I got on Twitter when I said that was a good, neat thing that he did? That was neat. That was neat. Neat accomplishment. Brendan Grace that literally no one ever did before.
Neato.
Neat. Neato. That is great news. Neato gang. That is great news. Yeah, you point out like something that nobody's ever done. You know, in that like the 150-year history of major championships, nobody's ever done it. You would think that people would be like, wow. It would be as if somebody said, my gosh, let's pick a Brave so that people know. Freddie Freeman hit 100 home runs this year. whoa. And then people were like, yeah, well, the wind was blowing out in 146 of his games. Well, the ball is obviously juiced. I mean, you can't even count 1905 because that's the dead ball era. Slick Joe McGee would have had 65 home runs in a month if they'd had a live ball during that era.
So what were the responses you got?
Two of them were, isn't it par 70? As if this is the first time that anyone's played a par 70 course in a major. Yes, it was a par 70. Sometimes you play par 71 or par 72, which conceivably is more difficult to shoot. 62. I dare say that most of the majors now, most of the Open Championship and the U.S. Opens, and I don't know about the PGA, but I just feel like, except for at Augusta, most of the majors now are par 70 courses. I would say. That's just what it feels like. So it's not like it's the first time it was par 70. And the other one was, well, have you seen these course conditions? I mean, everyone is just all over the flagstick, and this is just the easiest course. Remember they talk about that at the U.S. Open, just yeah. The easiest course. You look at the leaderboard. A jillion players played this, right? A jillion. There were 77 that made the cut, and I don't know the exact, 130, 140 players or whatever played in this tournament. You know how many finished under par? In this, like, easiest major course ever?
About 20?
21 players finished under par. Counting the ones at even par, there were 26 players. Basically, like, 20% of the field that finished even par or better. So the whole, well, the course is so easy. Well, 80% of the field didn't think so because they finished over par for the 4 days.
I'm with you, and I think a 62, pretty much wherever you shoot that, is extremely impressive. My pushback when we talk about, oh, you know, what a great round from Brendan Grace. It was incredible, blah, blah, blah. Are we ever going to hear from this man again? That's my issue with golf, is something so exciting happens like this, and he's just, I mean, we never hear from him again. It's one round. That's why when you talk about, let's say, Freddie Freeman hitting 100 home runs or whatever, that's one, at least one season of consistent excellence. This guy has one round. And it's, I know, like, he finished well. He finished in the top, what, about top 10, tied for sixth. But that's the thing with golf, is somebody's a star one day and then they're nothing the next. And that's why I'm a fan of Spieth. Because for the most part, he is the most consistent player on the tour.
What is, like, 15 of those guys?
I don't know, but they don't win like he does.
You know what
does.
I mean?
They don't win
well,
like he
no.
does.
Well, no. He's the best winner on tour right now. But, like, Rory McIlroy was 5 under.
When's the last time McIlroy won?
Oh, I don't know.
Exactly. That's
when he,
my point.
When he broke up with What's-Her-Face, he won like 3 in a row, didn't
you
he?
You love Ricky Fowler.
Yeah.
I mean, where did he finish? I'm looking for him. Tied for 22nd. He was even. That's fine. But Spieth is contending in almost all of these, and he's consistent. And that's why I like him. I just don't feel like there's consistency from the rest of these so-called stars.
Well, it's hard to have. I mean, think about Tiger Woods was fairly consistent, and yet he didn't make the cut in every major. There were times where you didn't hear from him at all.
But he won.
Saturday, Sunday. He won. We've had, until this major, we've had 7 consecutive first-time major winners, which means, by the way, that Jordan Spieth didn't win any of those. Jordan Spieth hadn't won, like, 10 straight times in majors.
But he's been in contention. He's
well, some of these guys
Sunday.
Also have been in contention, too, though. I mean, to pretend that Jordan Spieth is the only one winning and everybody else is losing, I just don't think that's what's happening. You've got a wide array of guys in golf that are potentially contenders at any given time and can also finish 50th. Okay, I think Spieth is in that list. He just manages, I mean, he's won 3 of the last 12 or whatever.
Do you get my point, though, why I don't get uber excited about Brendan Grace's 62?
I mean, I understand. I wouldn't see it
just,
that way.
It's more my beef with golf, maybe.
I think that's probably fair.
Maybe
that's probably fair.
Maybe it's me. It's personal. It's not them. It's me. I just, one thing that I really value in my sports stars is consistent excellence, elite consistency, however you want to put it. They're good all the time, and they're great most of the time.
Okay.
And most of these golfers do not give me that.
All right. Brendan Grace had the greatest round in the history of majors, 150 years. Okay. First of all, that means his name will be. His name
yeah,
will
I mean,
be etched in golf
lore. It's an incredible day.
We'll call his name. Every time there's a major and somebody's pushing towards 62, we'll say 62 like we talk about Johnny Miller shooting 63.
And a month ago, he was 4 over at the U.S. Open.
Yeah.
And tied for 50th. I mean, that's my point.
Well, How about this? Who had the most points in an NBA game last year?
Devin Booker.
All right. Is he the best? Is he a guy you stop the presses that you just got, you know?
Devin Booker's career is much more promising than Brandon Grace's.
How do we know that?
I mean, Devin Booker is 19 years old. Brandon Grace is 30.
Brandon Grace is 30. A lot of golfers don't hit their stride until they're 30. Brandon Grace probably can win a major.
Maybe, but will we ever hear from him after that? That's my point. I don't know.
Maybe not. To me, that's the beauty of a golf tournament. That's the beauty of it.
See, and I just don't enjoy that. But you like seeing guys come out of nowhere that you've never heard of, win a major, and then sink back into oblivion again.
You're giving like the gambler's answer, which is awesome. Like like if you gamble on golf, if you want Ricky Fowler or somebody to win, you want Tiger Woods to win, you want Mickelson to, like, somebody who people are going to bet on. You want to know who to ride, which horse to ride. You want to know who it is and follow that person and follow them all the way to the win. I like just starting from scratch and seeing what happens. And when golf is like that, that means that you've got a better chance of having a compelling storyline on Sunday. Because here's what would happen to me.
But is it compelling if I don't know who this person is?
Well, it is if you like golf. It is if you like watching golf. Because here is the weakness of the Tiger Woods era. If Tiger was in contention, that was the best. Okay? That's like the best thing that there was. But Tiger was such a strong storyline in golf that if there was a major where Tiger was 9 shots back, no one cared. Because Tiger was the storyline. That's it. People knew when you're watching the tournament, you're going to watch every shot that Tiger hit. And if somebody else is 10 shots ahead of him, you're still watching every shot Tiger hit. You're not watching the leaders. Part of that's media driven, but that's kind of the way, that's just the way that golf coverage was when Tiger was great. Now, Spieth is not Tiger Woods. So if Spieth was Tiger Woods, then all the rest of this stuff, spreading out majors and stuff, wouldn't be as big a deal. But the story in golf now is a better storyline for the consistency of the draw week after week after week, because if I've got 15 guys or 12 guys or 20 guys or wherever you want to cut it off that can win at any given point in time, then I know that Sunday, as long as there's not a guy with a 6-shot lead, is going to be compelling theater.
I totally get your point, and I agree with it. I really do. I think it's better, this post-Tiger era where you have basically, like you said, 20 guys that can win any given tournament, is exciting for your rabid golf fan. For someone who loves golf and will watch every major regardless if anybody's playing in it, right?
Right.
For the casual golf fan or just the casual sports fan, I'm not sure it's as good. I'll be honest. I am a casual golf fan. Right. I enjoy playing golf much more than I enjoy watching it. And that being said, I also grew up in the Tiger era. I mean, and so did you, but golf first became relevant to me when I heard of Tiger Woods.
Right.
And so I think, as someone who grew up then and enjoyed watching Sundays with the family, watching and seeing if Tiger could win, wearing red, all that good stuff, you just kind of long for another Tiger. And I think in other sports, you've gotten it. Let's say you grew up with Michael Jordan. You longed for another Michael Jordan. You got it. You got Kobe. You got LeBron, right? And I know we can go in this debate all day long, but they're still those type of figures. Let's say you grew up with Dan Marino or John Elway or something. Well, you got Tom Brady. You got Peyton Manning. You get another one. And I think as a casual golf fan, I just want another Tiger. And I don't think it's really possible, but that's why I like Spieth, because he's the next best thing. He at least is going to be consistent enough to compete and be in the hunt on most Sundays. And he is a winner. Unlike a guy like Rory, who has won, but really hasn't been relevant in the past in terms of winning 2 or 3 years. And I think I also tried to tell us Rory was the next Tiger too. That's the thing.
Oh, yeah.
I don't trust golf. Maybe that's it.
All right.
Because I just want another Tiger, and there hasn't been one, and there probably will never be one again.
I've got Spieth, Fowler, and McIlroy. Okay. I got their stats for the year. Spieth has played in 17 events. He's won 3 times. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 top tens.
That's pretty darn consistent.
He's missed 3 cuts. Okay.
Okay.
He's won 3 events, the last 2. Okay. He missed a cut at the Players and at the Byron Nelson back-to-back in the 3 majors, tied for 11th at Augusta, tied for 35th in the U.S. Open, and win the Open Championship. All right. Ricky Fowler this year, 15 events. Similar schedule to what Spieth has done. one win as opposed to three. Missed three cuts, which is basically the same. He's got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 top tens. So a similar number of top tens. Only one victory as opposed to the three. In the three majors, tied for 11th with Spieth at Augusta. Tied for 5th at the U.S. Open, beat Spieth there. And then tied for 22nd at the Open Championship. So Spieth, with the win, probably gets the nod, but it's not as if Fowler has had a worse year with regards to the way he's finished tournaments, finishing the top 10 half the time, or, you know, making cuts, or even in majors. You look at their average position in majors, you're going to find they're about the same.
Ricky's consistent. He is, Kwok. I'll give that to you. But there's a reason why. I'm trying to think of a good example for you if we're sticking with the basketball analogy. I mean, we'll just say, let's say Tracy McGrady.
Okay.
There's a reason why Tracy McGrady was not the next Michael Jordan. He didn't win. Ricky Fowler does not win majors. He has not won a major. And so that's part of it.
He's going to win. Phil Mickelson,
maybe he's going
Phil Mickelson
to.
Was
he's
that guy
to,
for a long time.
Tell me if he, does he have a major? He does not. So that's an automatic knock. You automatically aren't in that category.
I agree with that.
Me.
Phil Mickelson, it took him till into his 30s. I remember when he first won a major, and it was a big, he was the best golfer not to win one. Rory McIlroy, this is interesting. Rory has played in 9 events, has not won this year. He missed one cut at the U.S. Open. He's finished with 5 top 7s in 9 events this year. Tied for 7th at the Masters, missed a cut at the U.S. Open, tied for 4th in the Open Championship. So he's finished top 7 twice in majors this year.
When's the last time Rory won a major?
You got to go
was
back
it 13?
On that.
13?
Yeah.
Back when he was,
that's
quote unquote, the next Tiger.
It's been a couple years.
You know?
It's been a couple years.
I mean,
I'll look that up. I don't know off the top of my head.
I get it, Kwok. I get your point. And maybe,
you know what I'm saying?
I'm putting too much of a premium on winning the major. Maybe I am, but I think that's just how I look at golf.
I think that's the narrative with Spieth. But that narrative is carrying things over from a couple years ago that we do with Spieth and we don't do with other guys.
There's a difference between what he did. His amazing run in 2015 was just 2 years ago, and
yeah.
Rory hasn't won anything in 4 years. I mean, that's a long time.
There were 7 majors where Spieth didn't win.
I know.
So it wasn't as if he you know was doing it throughout time.
But he also had the Masters that he frankly should have won.
I think there's 10 or 12 guys that probably have these very. My point is, if you look at Rory, in fact, even Rory missing a cut at the U.S. Open. If you look at their resume over these three majors, they're going to be pretty similar, except for Spieth got the dub. So you give him the slightest of it.
And
it's not Tiger versus
matters?
The field. Tom Kite, they asked Tom Kite about not winning. He's like, I made $3 million. Like, this is an old quote.
Sure. I know they're making,
how much you
they're
make,
making
you know?
A fine living.
Yeah.
Maybe you just can't look at golf like you look at other sports. And maybe that's my problem.
You want to win.
I look at it from my personal lens of how I look at basketball. I mean, how I look at football. Winning matters. Not just, I have, you know, a million top 5 finishes. That's great. You're going to make a ton of money, and that's good for you. But can you win? I mean, can you eagle 17 to win a major? That's my kind of thing.
Spieth has proven that he can win. He's also proven he can lose them.
I know.
Some guys don't get a chance to prove either one of those. So you got to give him credit for at least putting himself in that spot. Let's go to break. When we come back, we'll take a couple phone calls. 654-ROAR on the Northland Communication phone lines. We'll take your texts and tweets as well. More golf, including how the rest of our fields did. Coming up next.
There's never been a better time to buy from George Coleman Ford, where cars cost less and travelers rest. Like 2017 F-150s, starting at just $23,560. And remember, there are never any dealer fees at George Coleman Ford. 2017 F-150s starting at just $23,560. Serving you for over 85 years and 4 generations. George Coleman Ford, for the ride of a lifetime. Offer good through October 2nd.
If your business relies on dependable transportation from your medium and heavy-duty fleet trucks, then Advanced Maintenance should be your next call. Advanced Maintenance provides superior on-site maintenance that saves you precious time. Their free maintenance management program manages your fleet's usage and keeps track of all your service needs, so you don't have to. And they even do box truck and trailer repair. Call the number that comes to you at 422-5787. That's 422-5787.
It's time to stop the debt collectors. It's time to get a fresh start. It's time to stop the foreclosures. Tax time is coming up. Time to do something for yourself. Time to get your fresh start. Come see Robert King for help.
Call Robert King at 864-222-0200 or visit his website at www.thompsonking.com. Thompson & King is a debt relief agency. Robert King helps people file for bankruptcy relief under the bankruptcy code.
The summer clearance sale on all in-stock patio furniture is now in progress at Craft Stove Store and Patio. Now is the perfect time to update your patio furniture and save during the summer clearance sale. Everything in stock is clearance priced on brands like Tropitone, Summer Classics, Panamint, Lloyd Flanders, Resista, and Meadowcraft. It's the summer patio furniture clearance sale at the Craft Stove Store and Patio, Wade Hampton Boulevard, Greenville.
Craft Stove Store and Patio.
So my sales rep of 16 years up and quits. I'm buried.
I'm swamped. I'm the head of HR for a new medical center. I have dozens of resumes, but no one qualified.
I needed to hire 3 people with a very specific skill set for a new department. Where was I supposed to find them?
ZipRecruiter.
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 With one click, my job was posted on over 100 top job sites.
ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them.
Their matching technology really worked. Within hours, I had applications from qualified candidates ready to review.
I get results.
They made hiring simple, and it was free to try.
I signed up for free and had the position filled just in time.
People from businesses of all sizes trust ZipRecruiter for their hiring needs. In fact, 80% of jobs posted on ZipRecruiter get a qualified candidate in one day. We're so confident ZipRecruiter will get you the results you need. We'll let you try it free. That's right, free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/score. That's ZipRecruiter.com/score. ZipRecruiter.com/score.
When you've been in business almost 100 years, you've been doing something right. Since 1917, the key to Harbin Lumber's success has rested on its hardworking employees, people just like you, providing top lumber, building supplies, and contract services. You can be confident in customer service and support you can trust for your project, whether construction or large remodeling jobs. Call 353-5053. Find us on Facebook or online at harbinlumber.com.
Hey y'all, Caleb here from Local Q. Did you know we offer amazing monthly specials in addition to some of the best barbecue in Greenville? Every month, our chefs collaborate to create 4 unique menu items, including an entree, sandwich, and dessert. More of a traditionalist? Come in and try our house-smoked wings with one of our 5 bold barbecue sauces. So if you're hungry as a hippo, join us at 30 Orchard Park Drive, Suite 7. Or check out our menu at www.localq.com. Remember, Local Q is 21 and up at all times, so don't forget your valid ID.
We alarm our houses, and we alarm our cars. But when it comes to your personal information, it can be tough to know when something isn't right. That's where Discover Card can help. Now, we'll send you an alert if we find your social security number on any one of thousands of risky websites. And this service is free for card members. Just sign up online. It's our way of looking out for you, not just your account. Learn more at discover.com/freealerts. Limitations apply.
Did you know that just 1 gallon of used motor oil can contaminate 1 million gallons of water? Recycling used motor oil saves valuable energy. 2 gallons of used motor oil can generate 36 kilowatt hours of electricity. That's enough to run your TV for 180 hours. Recycle your used motor oil at Greenville County's residential and waste and recycling centers and Twin Chimneys landfill. For more info, call 243-9672. That's 243-9672. Online at greenvillecounty.org.
Out of Bounds with William Quackenbush and Kelly Gramlich.
Go right ahead. How can you be so nonchalant about this?
That's how we roll.
Now back to Quack and Kelly on WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
The mountain is high.
You with us. Really fascinating golf conversation here. Just to kind of kick the can down the road before we talk about how our teams did. I'll do that now just because I know people won't leave me alone until we do. 654 Roar's the number. We'll get to Desmond's phone call in a moment. You didn't ask for this, by the way. I'm doing this on my own volition. I'm not sure why.
I'm proud of you. It's good sportsmanship.
Stab myself in the eyeball.
I appreciate the sportsmanship from you.
Yeah, whatever.
You're a good loser.
Yeah, whatever.
You've gotten used to it lately, but you're a good loser.
Spieth. By the way, Spieth had 4 under par rounds. That's hard to do.
Whew. He was the, what do they call it? The, when you lead the whole time. Start to finish leader.
Wire to wire.
Wire to wire. That's it. I was going to say pin
to
pin.
Window.
Links to links.
I couldn't think.
First tee to last tee.
Something.
Something British. I don't know.
72 hole champion. All 72 from one to the end. Wonderful. I don't know why my British voice gets squirrely.
Yeah, and it gets kind of condescending.
95 pounds. I don't weigh anything. And by pounds, I don't mean money. I mean weight. Weigh me in kilograms,
but
please.
But I was going to say they don't use pounds.
Right.
I feel like if a British person was listening to the show, he or she might be offended by your British accent.
This show has gone kilometers off the rails today.
It's almost if they were doing a show in England and they were just doing the most... just the worst Southern accent ever, and it would be offensive to us.
We could be doing a show in Savannah.
Savannah.
Here are the scores. Spieth, obviously, 12 under. Kelly cheated by adding Spieth. Kuchar at -9.
Hold on. This is for myself.
Okay. Way to go. Good job.
And for Jordy.
I want to find some other Texans. Like, you swear you're a loyal Texan, but you're really only loyal to certain caliber of Texans. How many Texans are on tour? Chase, how many Texans do you think are on tour that Kelly just didn't pick for a team in favor of guys from other inferior countries like Spain and South Africa and Japan? How many Texans do you think Kelly just passed right over?
6.
Do you know? Do you have a number of Texans?
I don't know. I'm going to look it up, though.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to look it up. And the next time we pick these...
I was a Fred Couples fan.
Quail Hollow in 3 weeks. The next time we pick these.
Wait, I only do majors.
That's it. That's the PGA Championship.
Oh.
That's what it is.
I was like, what is this tournament? I got it.
Oh, yeah. Anyway, Spieth was 12 under. Kuchar at 9 under par. That was the leader of my team, the catalyst for my team. Hideki Matsuyama at 2 under with a really nice close yesterday. He was -1 in his last 17 holes after triple bogey 7 where he hit his first ball out of bounds. He was off to a horrendous start, and I was applauding. I was like, yes, Kelly's team's going down in flames with Matsuyama. And then I had no idea that Spieth was going to start the way he did. I was feeling pretty good. Not that I was going to win, because we'll get to that in a minute. Not because of that, but just because I wanted Kelly's team I wanted Kelly to sweat it a little bit. Matsuyama, though, a nice rebound. Was 1 under in his last 17, ended up 2 under, tied for 14th. Nicely done. Ricky Fowler shot 71, 71, 67, 71, even par, tied for 22nd. Well done there. Jason Day, with his blow-up 76 in round 2, flirted with not making the cut. He was 5 over, and then shot 65 in his third round to get back to even, and then was 1 over yesterday. So he was kind of up and down a little bit there. Expected better consistency. Didn't expect him to win, but expected better consistency from J-Day.
Up and down. 69, 76, 65, 71.
Yeah, outrageous.
Again, where's the consistency? That's my point.
John Rahm, your boy. Johnny. Even par the last 2 days. That's boring. You want consistency. How about 70-70?
Well, he's a boring pick, but that's the thing. I play to win, Kwok, and I figured he would be consistent. And I've been told that my swing looks like his.
John Rahm?
Yeah, that's what I've been told.
I couldn't pick John Rahm out of a lineup. He's like the hottest name now.
Just watch my swing next time we play, and it'll make sense to you.
If you told me one of these guys is a golfer, the rest are plumbers. No offense to plumbers. I wouldn't be able to pick him out. Would not know who he is.
I wouldn't say John Rahm has the plumber look.
I'm gonna pass on that.
Okay.
I'm going to say pass.
All right.
Ernie Els, 5 over.
He was kind of my...
He was not very good.
You've won this before, the older statesman, and he did fine. I mean, 5 overs, it'll get it done as kind of the 4th player on my team.
And then you have Phil Mickelson, who famously declared that he would not be bringing a driver to Royal Birkdale. And I thought that would be great. I thought that would be wonderful, that if conditions got bad, that Phil would charge through and be steady, Eddie. The problem with that was that conditions were actually really good. And so people were bombing the crap out of the ball. And meanwhile, Mickelson, without driver, just was playing a different kind of game. He wasn't trying to hit driver. He wasn't trying to swing, trying to play the conditions of the course. The conditions were great. There was no point in doing that. There was just no point. So Phil's strategy, ultimately, I bought the strategy and it backfired hard. Bigly backfired. And he was plus 10. And because of the way we do the cuts, I mean, we double the score for people who missed the cut. So, you know, I'm getting doubly penalized. And that's why my team was just so far in last place. It was ridiculous. That's essentially plus 20 if we do that correctly. So if you add up the scores, 20, 21, and then minus 9, I was like plus 12. And Kelly's team was something like minus 6, like 18 shots or whatever.
We just got a call.
Okay.
From across the pond.
Okay.
John from England.
Yes.
He called us.
Yes.
He says that he's been listening.
Uh-huh.
And that he enjoys our imitation
Good.
Of their accents. He's
Good.
Not offended. But
I'm glad.
It took me a while to understand what he was saying, got to be honest.
Okay.
But he's great. He lives in London. He listens. It's around dinner time. He's getting ready for dinner, as he said. And just shout out to John for listening. That's so
awesome.
Great.
Awesome. That is really cool.
That's so cool. So
I like
cool.
that. And he affirmed our accent.
Yeah,
like,
he went to school over here.
Oh.
But he's a big listener.
Thanks, John.
Gosh, that's awesome.
We appreciate
awesome.
That. We'll continue with the accent.
It took me a while to understand what he was saying. Like, hello?
That's ridiculous. A couple tweets on this. This is from our friend Cobb Oxford, who tweets in, Spieth turned in his Greg Norman card in the final five holes. The choke at Augusta now buried, maybe the best putter ever.
So he got rid of it.
Yeah.
Do we forget? I mean,
yeah.
I don't know if we really forget, though.
Well, here's the thing. When he choked at Augusta, as long as you can win another one, you put it in the past because that's not his nature. If that had been the first time that he had been in that spot and he choked, then the next time we'll go back to the choke and all that. Maybe when he goes to Augusta next time we bring it back up. But in a major championship, we're not bringing that up again because he's got three dubs and a choke job.
Yeah. So it seems just kind of like, it's not a pattern. It's not coming to define who he is. And he's overcome it. It makes me think kind of how what we said about LeBron, maybe after that first finals, that he just couldn't get over the hump. Not necessarily that he was choking, but once he did win,
yeah.
Now no one says that about him. You know, you kind of exercise your
right.
demons.
Like Spieth never would get the Sergio treatment. Like, well,
no.
Sergio's ahead after 18, ahead after 36. Just wait on it.
Right.
Collapse has come. Just wait on it.
Because he's won too much.
You know, and we grab our popcorn and wait on the collapse. That's not the way people are going to deal with Jordan Spieth. Also, and again, it is all a perception game. The perception of Jordan Spieth is that he wins all the time. The reality is he's won three majors, right? Four majors and three of the last 12, right?
Him and Rory have the same number of majors.
Okay. Rory McIlroy, who it feels like haven't won a major in forever.
Yes.
In ever. Legitimately only a year prior to when Spieth burst onto the scene with his back-to-back major victories, he won two majors.
He did. In 2014.
Rory in 14 did what Spieth then did at 15. Now, Rory also, you know, kept at that level for a while, fell off, and hasn't really recovered to that since. Spieth was at that level, fell off, and now is kind of close to back.
That's what's interesting about Spieth, is we've seen so many times these guys kind of reach the mountaintop and then fall back into average play, if you will. Not average, but, you know, they aren't winning all the time. And we've seen it with Spieth that he won a bunch in 15, he fell back in 16, and now he's winning again.
Right.
So it's kind of a new pattern that we haven't seen in a while, and that's why I think Spieth has intrigued a lot of people.
The perception of it is so fascinating, because you said, when's the last time Rory won? When's
and
the last
I
time he's relevant?
13. 14,
yeah.
But he won two in 14.
He won two. He was great, but there's this perception that he's just not been. Spieth, the perception hasn't changed. Even though he didn't win the last seven majors because they were all first-time champions, for some reason, that perception that he's a winner has not changed like it has with McIlroy.
2014 is a while ago. I mean, if you're talking about the majors he won would have been in the beginning of the year of 2014, that was before Deshaun Watson even played football for Clemson. That's a while ago.
It's only like three majors before what Spieth did, though,
I know,
right?
But if you just think about it in those terms, Kwok. Before Deshaun Watson even started a football game for Clemson, that's when Rory was elite.
That's a long time ago.
That's a while ago.
A long time ago.
If you think about it in kind of a Clemson fan's perception there.
That's interesting to frame it that way. Again, a lot of this is media creation. And Spieth has been created as this consistent guy and will continue to ride the wave as long as he continues to win these majors. And he certainly played the golf course well enough to win it this weekend. Hour one is in the books. Hour two coming up next.
Broadcasting live from the Blue Ridge Security Studio.
Because we need monitoring.